Isn't he beautiful? Beautiful, isn't he? Prince of Peace, Son of God, isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful, isn't he? Counselor, Almighty God, isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he?
Love you, Marlene. Sing that again.
Isn't he? Prince of Peace, Son of God, isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he?
Isn't he
wonderful?
Wonderful.
Counselor.
Thank you, Father.
Almighty God. Isn't he? Isn't he?
Yes, Lord. How wonderful it is to be saved, sanctified, set apart for God's purpose, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We welcome you today, our beloved Sister Marlene and others. Welcome you to the good news today. I know that Pastor Nikki has a great message. We drove to Jacksonville today, which is almost 2 hours away. We got all our doctors up there, and we're trying to get all of our doctor visits and yearly checkups and all that over with. We only have a few weeks until we're on the road to West Virginia, almost having a wonderful church family up there. Wonderful place on the side of the mountain, a place of peace, serenity. We found that here in Salt Springs also.
Yes.
I tell you what, it's good to live in what they call the Ocala National Forest. And just about got run over in Jacksonville today 2 or 3 times. People wanting these old folks to get out of the way. And I thought, well, I'll be happy to get out of your way as soon as I see these doctors, and I'm going back to the woods. But God is good, no matter if you're in the city or if you're in almost heaven, West Virginia.
Yes.
Or Salt Springs, Florida, where all the big fish are. The other day, Pastor Nikki and I filleted 30. I'm talking about 30. Big crappie, 30. Now, if you don't think that's a chore, you should have been down here with us. I went and bought me a electric fillet knife, and then Nikki would cut the ribs out after I would fillet them. And, buddy, we were really tired. But I thought how wonderful it is to be in a place where I can go fishing. I can pray. You know, I do a lot of good talking to God when I'm out fishing.
Amen.
You know, we all need to find a prayer closet.
That's right.
And mine is fishing.
That's right.
But We're so happy. Pastor Nicky and I are so happy to be with you today. And we're going to sing and praise the Lord. And we're just going to enjoy the presence of God. Do you know God wants you to enjoy His presence?
Amen.
The Bible says in His presence there's fullness of joy.
Amen.
Don't you want your joy to be full?
Full, to overflowing.
Well, Father God is not going to shortchange you. No. The Holy Ghost will fill you up if you're right there willing. And you know, I believe if you love Jesus, you're willing to be filled with the Spirit. You're willing to be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I believe that. I know it happened to me, and I've Pastor Nicky, and I've talked to so many people. I tell you, it's wonderful to receive the baptism.
Amen.
It's wonderful. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. This is Monday, and first day of the month, March 1st. And just a few weeks, and we'll be buckling up here and boogie northbound with the hammer down. But until then, you know, we don't need to be worrying about a week or two or three ahead of us. Enjoy today.
Enjoy today.
Take today and enjoy it to the fullest. For we know not when it might be our last day.
That's right.
Here on earth. And love people like it might be the last day on earth for them.
Yes.
And boy, I believe you'll love people and show it a lot more. Now, I tell you, with all this COVID, we're getting our second shot this coming Friday. And I'm looking forward to where I can hug people again. I'm looking forward to that. We had a nursing home service, and I couldn't touch the people. Boy, they wanted a hug, though. Oh, they did. So I just said, we'll just get an air hug for right now. But there's coming a day, beloved, when we'll all be gathered together. And there'll be such singing, there'll be such shouting, there'll be such joy in the place that Jesus has prepared.
Amen.
There'll be a lot of hugging up there, I guarantee you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We'll sing a few songs. Pastor Nicky will bring us a good message, and we'll just enjoy our time together.
Amen.
Jesus loves you, and we love you.
Yes.
And you know, the Bible says God is love. If you've got God in your heart, then you're going to be a loving person.
Amen.
You're going to be a loving person. Some people don't want to be loved. I don't know what's wrong with them. But God put in all of us a desire for love. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, how we praise that wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen.
That name above all names. That name that has the power to make demons flee.
Yes.
That name has the power to save and deliver and heal us. Oh, that wonderful name of Jesus of Nazareth. Praise God. We just thank you today.
Amen.
For this privilege of coming together. And Lord, we lift up those that really need a touch from you. As the old song says, He touched me and He made me whole.
Yes.
We'll never be whole without your touch. And so, Lord, we're opening up our hearts and our mind and our spirit for you to come and change the things that's troubling us. Change the things that the devil has sent against us. That you are the game changer. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Hosts. You are our Savior, our Lord and our God. Now breathe upon us, Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray for Jo Murdoch. She's supposed to have her arm operated on.
Yeah.
And we just pray for Jo. We pray, God, that you would heal those bones in that elbow and make it to where she can use that arm again.
Yeah.
Lord, we speak that healing virtue of Jesus.
Yes,
to go into her right now in that hospital. Touch her, Lord, as only you can.
Yeah.
And we pray for others that are sick, Lord, you said one of the things that your disciples would do, and we are your disciples if we're born again, that we could pray for the sick and they would recover. And I see it all the time. And I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of speaking in the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk.
Amen.
Lord, right now we pray for those that have just let the things and the cares and the sickness and all the things that is wrong come against them. We pray for deliverance right now.
Yes.
Right now, God.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for those that are calling us about the radio broadcast in Beckley in Charleston, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad, Lord, that we can be a part of blessing people through your
yes.
Spirit.
Yes.
It's so good to be able to know that our efforts, our labor is not in vain.
Amen.
And so right now, God, we pray.
Yes.
We pray in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We pray for your favor and your anointing on this service. And forgive us, Lord, of our sins.
Yes.
Cleanse us
yes.
right now. Cleanse us and make us whole.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki.
Yes.
You did the soundtrack about 22 years ago.
Long time.
About 22 years ago, you made this soundtrack.
Just a little talk.
Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Amen.
Let's sing that together. What do you say?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Put your hands together, everybody. I once was lost in sin, but my Jesus took me in.
Tell me more.
God's perspective on things, then, oh, that makes it all right, doesn't it?
Amen.
Well, what the Lord has put on my heart today is that we need to be very careful about what we put in our minds, what we read, what we see, what we hear, because it affects us one way or another. And what the Lord wants us to put into our minds is truth. The Word of God is truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
So if we'll keep our minds set on the Lord Jesus, we can be sure that we're going to be on the right path. You know, I wonder if sometimes our nightmares, our dreams and nightmares at night are caused by what we are putting into our minds.
Yes.
I remember the day when, years ago, I enjoyed being scared. You know, we have all of these horror movies and Halloween movies, and people are saying, scare me, scare me, scare me. Well, those scary images and things that are done on the screen can come out in our dreams at night, our nightmares. They're imprinted on these precious, precious brains. Jesus gave us these brains. And he gave us these brains for his good purpose.
Amen.
To think about him. To think good thoughts. To
yes.
think his thoughts. To think honest thoughts. To think just thoughts. To think thoughts of loving others. Thoughts that are full of joy and peace. And so I want to read to you from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, where Paul is writing, and he says this, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Let me stop right there. We all know that we have to deal with our flesh every day. But he says we don't war after the flesh. He's saying we're in a battle. And you've heard of, I think Joyce Myers and others have written books about the battle of the mind. So we are in a war. We are in a battle. But it's a battle beyond this flesh. It's in the spiritual realms, the battle between God and Satan. And we are in this battle. We are either on one side or the other.
Right. Amen.
There's no in between. The Bible says that if you're not born again of the Spirit of God, if you're not trusting and relying on the Lord Jesus Christ, you're under the control of Satan, whether you like it or not. It's
right.
Just that simple. It's that way. So he says that we don't war. We don't walk, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. We don't use our bodies to fight. He says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the flesh. Our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yes.
We can take authority, can't we? We can take authority over demonic activity in our lives. We can take authority over anything that's wrong or unjust. We can pray, and God, Almighty God, will step in. Just as in the Lord's Prayer, where he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We can pray that, and God will answer our prayers. So he says, we can pull down strongholds. I remember back when I was raising my son alone, and he was having visions, but They were ghostly visions. They were spiritual. They were demonic. He would see something in his bedroom that would wake him up, and he would think maybe I had come to visit him in his bedroom, and he would follow the apparition and then realize I was asleep in my bedroom. And so when he began telling me about this, I said, Chad, I think we need to pray. We need to bind Satan and bind the demons that are bothering you and take authority and war spiritually in the power of the Lord God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we came against those demons and spoke against them and commanded them to leave in the name of Jesus. And Chad, my son, never had another problem with apparitions. Amen. Or bad dreams. He used to dream of dinosaurs in his bedroom, and they were coming to get him. But all of that stopped when we took authority. And then Paul says, casting down imaginations, or things you're ruminating on in your mind, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And that verse gives me a picture of just grabbing those thoughts, maybe even before they can stick in my mind, grabbing them, taking them to the Lord Jesus and letting Him show me whether it's of Him or not. If it's not of the Lord Jesus, if it's not of the Word of God, I'm going to cast it away, throw it away.
Amen.
We need to guard our minds. We talked about guarding our hearts, our emotions. We don't have to follow after whatever comes into our minds. We need to examine the thoughts and see if they're of the Lord. Now, when we're watching TV, I was telling Pastor Buck the other day that some of the things we watched as young people, as children, they were, even though there wasn't any nudity, there wasn't any cussing in those little programs, but they didn't always treat dad properly. There might have been rebellion in the children and all these little things. But you know, when you have the mind of Christ and you put that on, you're going to discern, and you're going to see the things that you don't need to be watching and your children don't need to be watching.
Amen.
We don't need to be rebels against the Lord Jesus. We need to come into union, into oneness with the Lord. And as I said, put on the mind of Jesus. How do you do that? We can't do it physically, but we can do it through prayer. Say, Jesus, would you give me your mind? Might I think your thoughts today? Might I obey the Word of God? Help me to understand the Word and let it sink into my mind, that your Word will come to me when I need it.
Yes.
And then Paul talks to the Philippians, and you're all familiar with these verses. But it doesn't hurt us to hear them again.
And again.
And again and again.
Yes, amen.
And to realize that we need to think on the good things. Pastor Stanley, I don't know what his first name is, but the one we all watch
Charles
from
Stanley.
Georgia, Charles Stanley, gave a marvelous message on peace. And he said, peace is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
That when we're doing something that we know God doesn't approve of, we lose our peace.
Amen.
And so he was warning all of us to put on the Lord Jesus. And so if we'll put on the Lord Jesus each day, spiritually, we'll be thinking his thoughts, we'll be doing his deeds, and we will have peace and love and joy, everything we ever wanted in the Lord Jesus. So I'm going to guard my mind. I'm going to grab every thought, take them captive before the Lord, and cast out those thoughts that are not of him. The Lord is at hand. Philippians 4, verses 5 through 8. The Lord is at hand. You know, if we'd always remember that, that he's right here and he's in here, we wouldn't think or do some of the things we do, would we?
No.
He said, be careful. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding,
yes,
shall keep your hearts and minds. I want a mind full of peace, don't you?
Yes, amen.
Through Christ Jesus. It's his Son that makes a way. Jesus makes the way between us and God the Father. It's his blood that has been shed to forgive us of sin, give us a pure heart, give us his righteousness, and give us access to the Father. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true,
yes,
whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So, beloved, I'm going to close there, but let's put on the mind of Christ, so that our minds are protected. Let's be careful what we watch. Let's turn off things that are not encouraging. Let's turn off news that doesn't exalt the Lord Jesus Christ or God the Father. Let's turn off things that are leading us down a path of depression or worry or fear. Let's come back to walking in peace and love and joy in the Lord Jesus Christ by putting on his mind, on capturing every thought to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for you all to be full of Jesus, full of his joy and love and peace. And beloved, when we slip, as Pastor Buck said yesterday, when we're not faithful to the Lord Jesus, we can go to him and ask for forgiveness, repent, and be strengthened, be lifted up. And as Pastor Buck said yesterday, we're going to love the Lord Jesus even more. We're going to see that apart from him, we have no good. And so we're going to stick really close to Jesus and be all that we can be for his glory.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Buck.
Before we sing this last song, I'd like to give an invitation. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he wants you to come to him right now.
Amen.
Don't put it off. Putting it off may be too late. Now, when you hear the gospel, and when you hear God's plan through his Son Jesus, and you reject it, it's the same thing as saying, I don't believe God done it that way.
That's right.
But the whole situation is that we judge ourselves.
Yes.
By either accepting or rejecting the gospel. We judge ourselves where we're going to spend eternity.
That's right.
Now, it's not the will of God that any should perish, but all have everlasting life with him and his dear son Jesus of Nazareth.
Amen.
So I, you know what? I believe somebody's watching today that you've tried everything that you know of to find that peace that Pastor Nicky was talking about. You know why you can't find it? You don't have the mind of Christ. And your mind, without Christ's mind, your mind will play tricks on you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And that's where the devil works, is in our thinking.
That's right.
In our mind.
Lead us
astray. And so I don't want him in there. I don't want him messing with my brain cells at all. Would you receive Jesus today?
Amen.
While he's calling. He's calling you. You know why he loves you?
Yes.
God loves you.
Amen.
And God wants you to be with him.
Oh, Jesus.
He made everything there is for us to enjoy. And sin has turned it all upside down. But there's still some good things going on in this world.
Yes.
I was thinking as I was casting a plastic worm last night. I was thinking how wonderful God is.
Yes.
And as the sun was going down over the lake, it was just so beautiful.
So beautiful.
And I found myself in his presence.
Amen.
And I want to say, Christian, if you're not experiencing that peace and that joy, then something's going on up here in your mind that shouldn't be happening.
Ask the Lord.
As Pastor Nicky says, we've got to put on the mind of Christ. We got to do that ourselves.
That's true.
And it's through his word, through talking with him, through repenting of
yes.
your sins.
Yes.
Some people said, I'm not a sinner. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
That's right.
And that's why Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, taking care of his church, his people.
Yes.
But we're going to have to repent before there's forgiveness.
Amen.
No other way out of it. So would you come today, lost person and Christian, would you come back to Jesus? Would you come back to Jesus?
Amen.
Then we can all meet
yes.
in that wonderful place called Glory Land.
Amen.
Amen. What a good message, Pastor Nicky.
Thank you.
Come and let's sing this song
right.
about the Eastern Gate. What do you say?
Amen.
We love you. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you taking time out for us. Later on, you can go back and catch something if you missed it. Facebook, and I'll put it on YouTube also. I will meet you in the morning, just inside the Eastern Gate. Then be ready, faithful pilgrim. Lest with you it be too late. I will meet you, just inside the Eastern Gate, over. Hey.